The tip coming up, it will be at center court. It will be Ethan Hebert and Ben Hargrove. Whistle blows, ball is in the air, and it will be tipped and controlled by Concord. They will have it first. It will be Ryan Cornelison. Now a three-pointer up by Hunter Cornelison. No good. Rebound to the Eagles. Grisbury West Side with their first offensive possession. They work it inside. Now back out to the top of the key. Three-point shot. That one no good. Taylor Long. Rebound, though, comes away to the Eagles. Back on the inside. Now back out. They work it in again, and a reach-over foul will be charged on Ethan Heber. He tried to reach around and slap the ball away, but made a little too much contact. So it will be an inbound play for Grisbury Westside. Inbound, and shot is up. That one no good by Ben Hargrove. Rebound Concord.
He was right there, a little bit too hard off the glass.
Three-pointer, no good by Hunter Cornelison. Putback, no good. Another putback, no good. Another putback, no good. Rebound, Grisbury Westside.
I'll tell you, Hargrove was continuing to go after that basketball, and I mean, he went up three times two with him, so he finally got it.
So it will be no score yet. We played 1 minute of this first quarter. There's another three-pointer. It's no good. And another one put up by Taylor Long, and the rebound to Concord. They'll try to answer with the three-pointer. It's no good out on the wing. That one by Tanner Galeazzi. No, I'm sorry. That puts Casey Turney. And it will be back to Grisbury Westside. Ball slapped away underneath, and they say touch last by Westside, and Concord will take over.
Yeah, he got the pass, then knocked it against Hargrove's leg and out of bounds.
So Jacob Roark will walk the ball down the floor. Really fast pace, but no scoring yet. In this game. Turney, cross-court pass to the left side. Now they're working underneath. Shot up, no good. Put back, no good. And a whistle and a foul. That will be, I believe, they're calling over the back. And it will be at the free throw line, Hunter Cornelison. He'll shoot a couple of free throws. That foul, by the way, was on Logan Bailey. First free throw up, it's good, and we finally have the first point of the game. Hunter Cornelison will shoot a pair. First one is good, and the second one on the way, it's up. It's no good, and the rebound comes away to Grisbury Westside. Tanner Galeazzi went up high for that one. He hands off now, and that will be Logan Bailey. Bailey still with a dribble. Bailey, pass underneath, and a shot is up. It's no good, but a whistle and a foul, and Taylor Long will go to the free throw line.
Still 1-0.
And that foul was charged on Ethan Hebert as he picks up his second foul, and the free throw is up. It's no good. Taylor Long misses the first one. Checking in now for Concord, Bowman will check in the game. Second free throw is up. It's good. And it will be Jacob Roark down court. Roark to the left side now to Cornelison. Now back to Turney. Now they go baseline. A drive underneath. Shot up. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Touch last by the Eagles. So an inbound play here on the near sideline for the Pirates. Inbound to Roark, now to Turney. Now they're working inside, back to Turney. He had the open three-pointer, didn't take it. Now there's one at the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound for Grisbury Westside. Down court pass. Jacob Roark comes up with it. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball call, and the possession error will give it back to
Westside.
Grisbury Westside. So they will inbound it underneath their own basket. It looks like that Taylor Long will trigger the ball in. Long gets it in the hip. His shot is up. No good. Rebound Concord.
I tell you what, down Westside on the shots are just unreal compared to last night.
Three-point shot up, no good by Rourke. Rebound out of bounds. Touch last, they say, by the Eagles, and Concord will get the ball back. Both teams cannot buy a basket.
Oh, boy. I never seen it. Not butterflies. I don't know what it is.
Inbound pass will go all the way into the backcourt to Jacob Rourke. And Rourke will direct traffic. We're down to 5 minutes to play in the first quarter, and neither team has scored a basket. There's one. Turnaround jumper. Ryan Cornelison puts it up in the end.
Nice little jump shot. 3-1 now. Concord.
Both teams had one free throw, and now the first basket of the game makes it 3-1. 15-footer on the other end will not go. Tip back is no good, but a whistle and a foul. That will be charged on the Pirates. That will be on, I'm not sure. That may be on Bowman, but that is on Bowman, his first. And an inbound play. Shot is up. It's good. And a whistle and a foul.
And a nice little drive by Logan.
Logan Bailey gets the basket and the possible three-point play coming. That foul was on Ryan Cornelison, his first. And the free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good.
4-3 now, Westside.
Concord with the basketball. It will be Rourke to the right side to Turney. Now they work it underneath. Baseline shot up. It's no good by Hunter Cornelison, but a whistle and a foul. They're going to call that foul on Logan Bailey. He picked up his second foul. And at the free throw line for a pair, first one is up. It is good. That's Hunter Cornelison. He's two out of three now at the free throw line, and he will shoot another one. It's up. It's good.
5-4 now. Concord.
1-point advantage for the Pirates. Eagles with the basketball. Hip drives the baseline. Nothing there. Gets it inside. Drive. Shot up off the glass. Good underneath by Ben Hargrove.
Ben Hargrove, he works hard, takes the ball right inside.
Well, both teams starting to heat it up a little bit offensively. Jacob Rourke drives inside. His shot is up, no good. Hargrove up high for the rebound.
Up high, and I mean to say, he goes after the ball.
Timeout call. We'll take it with them. We'll be back with more coverage of Championship Night from the Grist Red Lake Classic in 30 seconds.
When you've got a job to do, it's nice to know someone's nearby to help. At Carter's Hardware, we have everything you need for your home, from tools and accessories to lawn and garden supplies. And now Carter's brings their service home to you, online, with our shop-at-home store on the internet, at carters.doitbest.com. Of course, you can always come in and see us in person. We always look forward to it. Carter's Hardware, your do-it-best center in the Quail Creek Shopping Center in Shirley.
Welcome you back as we resume play. It will be an inbound pass on the far sideline. That will be triggered in by Grisberry Westside, and the Eagles will have it. Taylor Long with the dribble. Long hands off now to Bailey. Bailey goes to the right side of the free throw line, lays it up off the glass. Good.
Beautiful little drive on the right side by Logan Bailey. 8-5, Westside.
3-point advantage now for the Eagles. Pirates with the basketball. Pass goes inside. Now back out to the wing. Top of the key to Rourke. Rourke takes it back the other way now to the left side. Now again underneath to Cornelison. He triggers it back out to Rourke, and he will be fouled away from the basket, so it will be an inbound play. That foul on Taylor Long, his first. And the ball will be triggered in, and it looks like that Ryan Cornelison will put the ball in play. Quick, short official timeout. Now we're ready to resume. And Cornelison looks, gets it out to the top of the key. That's Luke Cornett in the game. He hands off to Rourke. Rourke sets the offense. Left side to Bowman. Back to Rourke. Rourke back out to Bowman. He'll try a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound for the Eagles. And they want to push it down court. Now a drive, shot up, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Concord.
Nice drive by Taylor Long, but couldn't put it down.
And Roark will bring the ball down the floor. Now Roark is fouled, and the Eagles fans didn't like that call. They thought it should have been a charge, but Roark will get the inbound pass now on the baseline. And Roark will dribble it out to the top of the key, back into the corner, three-point shot. That one is up and good for Hunter Cornelison.
I tell you what, you just can't give him that long of a time out there. 8-8, we got a tie.
And a double team, and the ball almost stolen away. Now it's loose on the floor, and Concord comes up with it. And with the layup, it's Ryan Cornelison, and he's fouled. Ryan Cornelison, a possible three-point play coming. That foul was charged
on
Kevin Brewer, his first. And the free throw for Ryan Cornelison. He's set, a couple of dribbles at the free throw line. Shot is up. It is good. So the Eagles will inbound it against the full court pressure. Down court pass to Hargroves. Hargroves drive, lays it up. It's no good, and he's called for a charging foul.
Yeah, a little bit too aggressive. Should have pulled it up. Threw it back out.
He picks up his first foul, but more importantly, a turnover back the other way with just over 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. So it will be Jacob Roark. Still with a dribble, takes it to the right side of the paint. Spin move inside, lays off underneath, and it's up and in for Ryan Cornelison.
I tell you what, good little pass and everything underneath there. 13-8, it's the Pirates.
Ball goes down to the right wing, and a traveling call on Bryce Hill. As he tried to make his move to the goal, he's called for traveling. So another turnover, and Jacob Roark will have it for the Concord Pirates. Roark pulls up, 15-footer, partially blocked, I think. It's an air ball, and the Eagles come out with it. Down court the other way, and a whistle and a foul, and that will be on Roark. He picks up only his first foul, and they will say he was in the act of shooting, so it will be at the free throw line. It will be Logan Bailey. Bailey, one out of one so far at the free throw line, and he misses the first one. He'll shoot another one with a minute 26 to play in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way now for Logan Bailey. It's up. It's good.
13-9 now. Concord. Minute 22 left in the first quarter.
Pirates will have it. Jacob Roark hands off now. That will be Ryan Cornelison. He comes out to set the offense at the top of the key. Left side, back to the right. Three-point shot, top of the key. Nothing but net for Hunter Cornelison.
Beautiful shot outside. 16-9 now, Concord.
And the Eagles still in the backcourt. Now the pass is made to Hip underneath and wide open for the layup is Tanner Galizzi.
And nice pass to Tanner on the left side, 16-11.
Roark drives, lays it up from the left side, it's good.
I'll tell you what, he's starting to warm up now there.
Still plenty of time here for a couple more shots at this pace, but let's see, it looks like the Eagles may slow it down. 24 seconds left. Pass inside. Galizzi lays it up and in.
I'll tell you, nice little pass to Tanner, and he put it up and in. 18-13, 15 seconds.
Jacob Roark will have it and hold for the final shot as it ticks down under 10 seconds now in the first quarter. 5 seconds now. Roark drives, lays it up off the glass. No good, and the buzzer will sound. The score at the end of the first period will be Concord 18 and Grisbury Westside 13. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
The season winds down with spectacular savings at F.L. Davis Home Centers in Heber Springs and Greers Ferry. It's our biggest savings of the year on sofas, chairs, love seats, bedroom sets, and more. Both F.L. Davis locations have discounted prices like you've never seen before and won't see again. Come in today and have new furniture for the holidays. Plus, choose great gifts like our Yankee and Tyler candles. The season winds down with savings now at F.L. Davis Home Centers, Highway 25B, Heber Springs, Highway 92, Greers Ferry.
If your car doesn't look its best, it's time for a drive into Roger Jones Body Shop in Shirley. At Roger Jones, all our work meets the factory specs with our DuPont computerized paint mixing system. We can even pull the exact factory color using your VIN number. Roger Jones works with all insurance companies and will even pick up and deliver to settle your claim for you. Make your car look like new with a drive into Roger Jones Body Shop, Quail Creek Shopping Center in Shirley.
And we welcome you back as we begin the second quarter of play. It will be the Pirates inbound the basketball on the far sideline. And we're back to action. It will be Turney now to Rourke. Rourke backs it out now. He hands off, coming out to help. That will be Ryan Cornelison. And Cornelison will take it to the right side. Turney will try a three-pointer, and it's good.
I tell you what, if you can't get the ball inside, you shoot it from the outside. 21-13.
Well, certainly Concord has proven that they can hit it from inside or outside as they take the 8-point lead here at the beginning of this second quarter of play. Logan Bailey will have it to the left side now. He goes to Taylor Long. Now in the paint, 15-foot jumper is up and good by Tanner Galizzi.
Nice little jump shot outside, 21-15 now, the Pirates.
7:05 to play in the first half. Three-point shot now. That one is up and no good for Ryan Cornelison. Rebound to the Eagles. Outlet pass, down court, all the way to the hoop, up off the glass, and good for Logan Bailey.
Beautiful shot by Logan, off the glass and in.
So a little move here by Grisbury Westside, and they've made it a four-point game, 21-17 our score. It will be Concord with the basketball. Pass goes to the free throw line, now back out to the top of the key. That shot up, no good by Turney, and rebound to Grisbury Westside. So the Eagles take over with a chance to cut into that four-point deficit. 15-foot jumper, that one is no good, and a rebound foul on Ben Hargrove. So we will take it the other way now as Concord inbounded, and now they say that puts it into the 1-1 now, so we'll walk to the other end and shoot a couple of free throws, or at least one free throw on the 1-1.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, you don't want them at the line, because I'll tell you what, all their players are very good shooters at the line.
Well, this will be the first free throws of the night for Ethan Hebert. He puts the first one up. It's good. He earns the bonus now, and Ethan will shoot another one with 6:15 to play in the first half. Second free throw on the way. It's up, and it's good. Six-12 to play in the half now as the Eagles take over. Handoff now goes to Bryce Hipp. Hipp goes baseline, pull-up jumper up, and good for Bryce Hipp.
I'll tell you what, Bryce is a good shooter out there. He needs to shoot the ball more. 23-19 now, Concord.
Rourke pushes it down the floor quickly. His pass to the left wing, now back to Rourke. Right side, he goes to Turney. Rourke drives in, kicks it out. Back to Rourke. Rourke back out to the wing again. They're trying to get that open three-pointer, and so far have not been able to do it. Now to Turney. Back to Rourke. Rourke directing traffic now.
Pretty good D.
Yeah. Three-point shot. That one up and no good. Rebound chased down by Turney in the corner. And they'll kick it out and reset. Rourke pulls up. His shot is good, but it's not going to count. They call the foul before the shot. Taylor Long with his second. And the 1-1 will be coming for Jacob Roy. First one up, it's good. Roark will shoot another one now. With just over 5 minutes to play in the first half. Second one, it's good. Roark hits a pair. And we have a whistle and a timeout called, and we'll take it with them. You're listening to live coverage of the Grizzly Lake Championship night on KFFB, back in 30 seconds.
If your car doesn't look its best, it's time for a drive into Roger Jones Body Shop in Shirley. At Roger Jones, all our work meets the factory specs with our DuPont computerized paint mixing system. We can even pull the exact factory color using your VIN number. Roger Jones works with all insurance companies and will even pick up and deliver to settle your claim for you. Make your car look like new with a drive into Roger Jones Body Shop, Quail Creek Shopping Center in Shirley.
Back again as we resume play. It will be the Eagles inbound the basketball, traveling the length of the floor. Just over 5 minutes to play in the first half of action, and they need a basket here. They go into Hargrove, now back out. Three-point shot, up and good. That was long range for Taylor Long.
Beautiful shot from the outside, 25-22, three-point lead, 4:52.
Well, that's exactly what the Eagles needed as they keep this one close. On the other end, the Pirates work it offensively. Pass goes to the left, now baseline drive, back to Turney. Cross court, open three-point shot is up, in and out. No good for Roark, out of bounds, touch last, they say, by the Eagles, and it will be Concord to inbound it. Inbound pass will be made underneath their own basket. It's triggered in and thrown away, and down court. It's a one-on-one, and the layup is good on the other end. That one by Taylor Long.
Good drive by Taylor on the right side. We got a one-point ball game with 4:22 left in the half.
And Jacob Roark will have it for the Concord Pirates. Roark to the left side now to Cornelison. Back to the right. Lob pass, Roark baseline. Drive, shot up, no good. Put back is good, and that will be underneath. Ethan Hebert with the putback.
Yeah, good little rebound back up. 27-24 Pirates.
Oh, Concord goes back up by three, but it will be Grizzly Westside with the basketball. Shot up off the glass. It's no good. Rebound. That will be Bryce Hip. He lays it up and in. A little mid-range floater is good.
I tell you what, you give Bryce that ball, he knows what to do with it. 27-26 with 3:30 left.
Left side to Ryan Cornelison. Right side, now back to Turney. Now that's Hebert. Hebert back to Turney. Now to Roark. His three-pointer is no good. Put back is good. That one, I believe, was Ethan Hebert.
I'll tell you what, he went high off the glass, put it back up and in. 29-26 now.
We're down to 3:10 left to play in the first half. And it will be a pass inside. That will go to Galizzi. Now back to Bryce Hip. Lob pass on the baseline. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to Concord. They come out underneath, and Ryan Cornelison has his shot blocked by Ben Hargrove. Down court pass. Tanner Galizzi.
Oh,
he misses the layup.
Oh, my. Wide open.
And it will be on the other end. A drive and a layup is good by Jacob Roy.
I'll tell you what, you can't give him a chance.
2:30 left to play in the first half. Grizzly Westside with the basketball. Hargrove back out. Three-point shot.
That one
is good by Taylor Long.
Beautiful shot out front.
31-29 with just over 2 minutes to play in the game. It's a two-point lead for Concord. Pirates with the basketball. Ryan Cornelison now back to Turney. Now they're working inside. Shot is up and no good. Putback is blocked, but a whistle and a foul will be charged on Ben Hargrove. He picks up his third foul.
Yeah, that's kind of, you want to be careful about that.
So at the free throw line, we will have a pair coming, and that will be Ethan Hebert. He's 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, and he misses the first one. Second free throw on the way for Hebert. He's ready. Minute 56 on the clock. Second free throw on the way. It's up. It's no good. Rebound tipped around, and it will be controlled by Grizz Ferry Westside. Down court, Logan Bailey. Bailey kicks it back out. That will be Taylor Long. Now Long takes his dribble. He goes to the right side. Now spin move. Hands off now. That will be Bryce Hip, and he will be fouled by Bowman, his second. Not in the 1-1 yet on this end. The next foul would put the Eagles at the free throw line, but they will inbound this one here on the near sideline. Inbound pass goes to Hargroves. Hargroves gets it underneath. Turnaround jumper by Gazzilli. No good.
Jump ball.
And a jump ball call. Possession error. We'll give it back to the Eagles. Inbound pass triggered in by Taylor Long. He looks for some help and throws it away. He was aiming for Bryce Hip, but he went one way. The ball went the other.
Yeah, he got a little nervous. He thought that 5 seconds was coming at him, and he went to the left, and the player went off to the right.
So the Pirates will take over. Bowman, pass to Cornelison. He puts it up off the glass. Good for Ryan Cornelison.
Yeah, nice little rebound back up. 33-29 now.
Just over a minute to play in the third period as the Eagles set up offense. It will be Logan Bailey with the basketball. Bailey, double team, goes into the corner. Now the pass underneath. And Galizzi misses one, puts it back up, no good. Rebound this time to Concord. Roark down court, left-hand layup is good.
I tell you, beautiful little drive.
And the down court pass is out of bounds, just out of the reach of Tanner Galizzi. And it will be back to Concord with 36 seconds now to play.
I tell you, there's what, 3 turnovers by Westside right there, and that really... kind of jeopardizing. So they're going to work it down now.
Yeah, they'll hold for a final shot as we go under 30 seconds to play in the first half. And Concord will have the basketball. They already have a 6-point lead, and we'll try to add to that here before the on the inside. Roark had the shot, kicks it out. 3-point shot up and good by Bowman.
I tell you what, just a beautiful shot out front. 38-29.
Ball out of bounds here on the near sideline. That one touched last by Concord, so it will be Grizz Ferry Westside to get the ball back with 6 seconds left to play in the first half. And the inbound pass to Bryce Hip. Hip takes it into the front court, throws it away. Roark throws it up, and it will not go. And the score at the end of the first half will be Concord 38, Grizz Ferry Westside 29. We'll be back to recap the first half right after this 1-minute timeout.